Steven. This is the perfect storm. The perfect storm. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free nationwide number. If you're in the Austin area, dial us up at 512-248-8252. The reality is, everyone's got a smartphone for the most part, so it doesn't make a difference. I wanted to talk a little bit about the website. I know I never mentioned it. It's morningstarstale.com, but I wanted to tell you what's going on. On average, I've been getting about 800 views a month, which really isn't much. So I sat down and thought, okay, what can I do to increase traffic? And the answer was, write. Go back to doing what you do best, which is write. So in the last week or so, I've been scribbling a lot of stories. One of them kind of went viral. I went from 800 views in 30 days to 5,600 views in one day. And then the next day, it popped up to 8,000. So the answer is, write about this crazy stuff I talk about, send it off to folks and see if they like it. And this evening I did the same thing. I wrote another new article, sent it over to a website, and they've already got it featured. So that's the key. The key is to keep it current and to let people know what actually is going on. Shine the light on the darkness. And that's what The Perfect Storm is all about. Everything's better with blue. Oh, never mind. Exposing the Beast System Behind the Great Reset. That is the title of tonight's monologue and the article you can read at morningstarstale.com. And this is a good one. Exposing the Beast System Behind the Great Reset. This coming January, the World Economic Forum will host a five-day online summit named Davos Agenda. Political and business leaders from all four corners of the earth will discuss the implementation of the Great Reset January 25th through the 29th. One individual to pay close attention to is Professor Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab. He is the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, the International Organization for Public-Private Cooperation. Professor Schwab founded the WEF in 1971, so the World Economic Forum goes way back. He is also the author of The Fourth Industrial Revolution. Schwab is also an engineer and an economist holding doctorates in both disciplines. The World Economic Forum employs over 700 people with its headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland, and additional offices in New York, San Francisco, Beijing, and Tokyo. For this discussion, I'm going to focus on the practical and the spiritual esoteric aspects of Klaus Schwab. Recently, he was famously quoted as saying, quote, "The pandemic represents a rare but narrow window to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world," unquote. This is otherwise known as the Great Reset. Here is what the Great Reset is in practical terms. The Great Reset is a social contract that ties you and it through an electronic ID linked to your bank account and health records, and a social credit ID that will dictate every facet of your life. While the COVID-19 pandemic is being used as a justification for the Great Reset movement, the agenda has nothing to do with health and everything to do with a long-term plan to monitor and control the world through digital surveillance and artificial intelligence. The Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution are rebranded terms for technocracy and the old New World Order, melded with the transhumanist movement. Technocracy is an economic system of resource allocation that revolves around technology, in particular, artificial intelligence, digital surveillance, and big data collection, and the digitization of industry and government, which in turn allows for the automation of social engineering and social rule, thereby doing away with the need for democratically elected leadership. While the real plan is to usher in a tech-driven dystopian society free from democratic controls, they speak of this plan as a way to bring us back into harmony with nature. That is the practical look at the Great Reset. Now, here's the spiritual, esoteric point of view, which very few folks are talking about. You're going to have to go to the website if you want to read along. From a spiritual, esoteric point of view, take a look at the photo above of Professor Chiwaba. And again, this is on the website, morningstarstale.com. You're going to see a big blow up of him. He's standing in front of a podium. You're going to notice a nine-pointed star on his robe and the podium. And his robe is a trip. It looks like he's out of some Star Trek episode. So you're going to notice a nine-pointed star on his robe and also an icon on the podium. This is the star of Ishtar, also known as an enneagram. An enneagram is the fusion of all that it is and is used for the pursuit of knowledge and cosmic deities. The enneagram is also a study of good and bad in people, which seeks to achieve the mental equilibrium without the help of God. Again, we're getting into the spiritual, the esoteric, the occultic Luciferian beliefs of these people that are running the Great Reset. This is what I'm trying to communicate. There is no such thing as divine duality. There is no opposite of God. God is. I am. The opposite of Lucifer is Michael or Gabriel because he was an archangel. This is all satanic. The Great Reset spiritually is run by the Luciferian elite. The triangle of Freemasonry combined with the pentacle forms of an enneagram represents the satanic trinity. Baha'i faith, which is a newer religion pursuing and purposing for all of the world's peoples and faiths to unite as a one world religion. So you have the triangle Freemasonry, and then you have this religion called Bahia faith, which really is just another form of Unitarianism. All strategically, positions within the UN are occupied by someone who either belongs to Bahia or Freemasonic beliefs. Go back and look at the picture on the website. Another icon on Schwab's robe. This is the guy who runs the forum. The World Economic Forum is a bull. You're going to see a bull with a cross positioned between its two horns. This is the symbol of the pagan mystery religion called Mithraism. Mithraism. Mithras is also known as Sol Invictus, the unconquered sun, or sun worship, as in Ra. All of this is Luciferian. These are Luciferian beliefs. These are the mystery religions. One other note about the banner icon on the podium. If you look at the picture again, in front of Professor Schwab, look closely and you'll read the Latin words Centenia Ingentium Victus. Centenia Ingentium Victus, Latin. Translated into English, knowledge of immense power. Knowledge of immense power. This is Gnosticism. Gnosticism is the occultic belief that knowledge leads to enlightenment and the eventual eternal life apart from the God of the Bible. That's what Gnosis is. Through knowledge, you become enlightened. If you take a look at the Apple computer icon, the apple with the bite out of it, that is the moment symbolized when Adam and Eve took a bite out of the apple and became like God, according to Gnostics. They became knowledgeable of good and evil. And it was Lucifer, the light bearer, who tried to enlighten Adam and Eve to become eternal beings, but it was the cruel demiurge, otherwise known as the God of the Bible, who prevented them from becoming enlightened. So in the final age, in the final tribulation, the 7 years, known as the Age of Aquarius or the Stone Age, this is where Lucifer is going to bring in his flock and create a race of little gods. At least that's what they believe. Professor Schwab is also a transhumanist. He is a proponent of brain scans before jet travel. And this could possibly tie into Elon Musk's development of Neuralink, a brain interface machine connected to artificial intelligence. Schwab once said, quote, and again, the head of the World Economic Forum, quote, "The end of the fourth industrial revolution will lead to a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities," unquote. That is transhumanism. And that is the basis for a technocracy. His book, entitled The Fourth Industrial Revolution, sold 1 million copies, mostly in China, Japan, and South Korea, where this technocracy is rolling out a lot quicker. And it was the South Korean military who purchased the most copies of his book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, in order to prepare for any coming conflict. Just think of it as a digital art of war. So already, world leaders like Boris Johnson, French President Macron, and others are changing their titles in their Facebook profiles from Prime Minister, President, to just politician. And this is happening quietly across the world. All of these Facebook profiles are morphing into a politician. So you no longer have a president or a prime minister, just a politician. Why is that? I believe during the 7-year tribulation, world leaders will ultimately play second fiddle to the Antichrist. The leader of the final technocratic beast system. And you can find... Oh, hang on. Are you okay? I'm going to try and sell the book and you can eat. Stormy, look, I know we haven't been selling a lot of books. We will. I'll feed you tomorrow. Maybe. Maybe I'll feed you tomorrow. Right, Kenny Copeland? Anyway, you can find that story at MorningstarsTale.com. MorningstarsTale.com. And while you're there, dear listener, pick up the book that the entire family can disagree on this holiday season. Yes, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Matter of fact, it's tomorrow. Why not read the first chapter, preview chapter of Alchemy's Mix to the family over the Thanksgiving feast? I'm sure they'd love to hear about the occultic science and black magic art of unifying matter and spirit. On a Twilight Zone level, the process of burning off lead impurities transforms the matter of lead into gold via the legendary philosopher's stone. Kabbalists believe Jacob's ladder to be a powerful alchemical vision. Isn't that true, Kenny Copeland? Man, talk about running out of gas. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. 512-248-8252. Trying to figure out if I'm spoiling my greyhound. when I first got her about a month ago, can I do one bit without you interfering with the show? Stormy, sit. Sit. Good boy. Good boy. I just was feeding her dry dog food. And then I thought, you know, I'll mix in a little regular canned dog food. And then it morphed into, well, I'll put a little bacon grease in it. Now she hardly eats anything. She's become real finicky. She's almost like a queen. But she's hilarious. I'll go out in the backyard and I'll find my shirt, my flip-flops, clothing all over the yard. It's like she just grabs anything of mine and just wants to play. It's a great dog. Wonderful. Really a joy to have. I don't know what I'm doing as far as spoiling her, but that's okay. Little Stormy. Great dog. So tomorrow, my son and his wife are going to go over to her father's house. They have a big feast and a bunch of folks show up and none of them will be wearing masks. On the other hand, I've got my mom who's 88 and lives in extreme fear over this. So she won't go over there. And here I am in the middle. So as a compromise, I told her she could come over here and we'll celebrate Thanksgiving, and then maybe my son and my daughter-in-law will come over later. But I know that if I go over there, then I come back here, you know, she might think I got the COVID. So I'm just going to keep it mellow and light. I haven't done anything for Thanksgiving. I might cook some stir fry, which I do every night, but nothing has changed. And it's the same thing with Christmas. I don't do it. I don't have a television. I don't get a Christmas tree, no decorations, nothing. I will buy presents for my immediate family because I love them. That's it. Nothing. If you were to come by my house and it was December 24th, 25th, you would think it's just another day, and it is. It is actually the birth date of Tammuz, who's a demon god. Jesus is probably born around September. They've done everything in their power to ruin the holidays, but they're not going to ruin mine because my expectations are already low. I wasn't really expecting that much. So when you say, well, you can't get together with family and you can't do this, and screw you. I'll do it if I want. But I just don't want to. I don't care. You can't take something from someone if they don't have that something. And it's not there. You know, they keep talking about going back to normal. There's no going back to normal. It was cool. I like this place. I'm enjoying your flat earth. Believe me, I've enjoyed the visit to your flat earth. It's been fun. It's been real. I love the coffee. I love my kids. I love my two grandkids. I love the dog. I love doing this radio show. And I love you, even though you get on my nerves. Not all of you. And I'm sure I get on yours. But I do love you, too. But this world, nah, it's fading away, baby. I'm a stranger in a strange land. This is the perfect storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Yourself now, baby. It's not my fault. You used to be so in control.
Welcome back to the perfect storm. 800-313-9443, 512-248-8252. Let's start with Dave in Nevada. Good evening, Dave.
How you doing, Don?
Pretty good, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm taking care of a cat right now, and I find it very enjoyable. I just started it a few months ago, a full-grown cat. She's very intelligent, friendly. She minds her manners. She asks for food, and she doesn't beg for it. Really interesting animal.
Have you ever had a cat before?
I had one when I was a kid, and then it ran away. It was like a kitten, and we didn't know how to take care of it, but it just ran away and never came back.
So you haven't had a pet since you were a child?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's kind of interesting. And it's kind of interesting because this is a stray cat, but it's like well groomed, and it's not like, I don't know. I can't put my finger on how this cat is just kind of like, I was so like well taken care of, but it's just like a really wonderful animal, like really smart, and like it knows things, and it's just kind of like animals are interesting. And honestly, I'd much rather hang out with animals than human beings.
I'm in the same chord, my man. I feel the same way. I love hanging out with animals.
And if you look at animals right now, they have much more freedom than human beings do. they're not forced to wear masks. They're probably not going to get vaccinated, I hope.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good observation.
Yeah, they're very free. And you just learn a lot from animals. But
I haven't owned a dog for 13 years, and the last one I owned was a greyhound. I waited 13 years to get this dog because emotionally I didn't feel right. And this is the first time I feel comfortable, truly comfortable, owning a pet and just enjoying being around one of God's creatures that isn't uptight all the time.
Right. but it kind of got me to thinking about, you know how we've been talking about the fall with masonry and Adam and Eve?
Yeah.
We've talked about that topic before. But it got me to thinking about how before the fall of man, before they committed the original sin, so man, here you have man and woman in a state of perfect harmony with nature and God. Like, there's no sin. And so you're looking at a man and a woman, and they're basically walking around with a bunch in nature with a bunch of animals. And I got to thinking, that's kind of interesting because, because of this cat, I could kind of see how it's kind of natural for man to be around other animals and not just human beings. And we don't have that in today's society, especially since we've gotten so far away from an agricultural farming society. We don't have like a family farm. We've gotten so far away from that we've lost touch with animal life. And I think it's very important.
The entire time I've had the dog, and I'm being a bit facetious when I say this, but the dog doesn't complain. The cat doesn't complain.
Yeah.
They accept their lot. They're in complete acceptance, and they live completely in the moment. In many ways, I'm envious of what cats and dogs and animals in general, their disposition is so much better than ours.
Yeah. And that's what I realized is I look forward to seeing my cat because I like observing it, like what it does. Because the cat is the animal, like you said, it's just in the moment. Sometimes she'll just be sitting there and like observing stuff. I'm just like, okay, so what is she, or her ears will perk up because she hears something. And like she'll have that like alert look in her eyes, and then she'll be like scanning the whole street. It's just funny and to watch, but I think that's really, I don't know, it just got me to thinking about what is the nature of man and what is man's environment supposed to be like at its optimal state.
The Garden of Eden. That's why Christ came. If you want to really whittle down to it, the reason that Jesus Christ came was to take us back to Eden. The whole idea is to get us back to where we were.
I kind of think that. Kind of think that myself.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving, Dave. Have a great night.
You too, John. Take care, man.
You're welcome, buddy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Back to the perfect storm. Just answering emails. I do get emails during the show, and I try to answer them during the break. That looks like a good one. All right, I'll send that over. There you go, Chris. That's your email. 800-313-9443. Hey, Mike, the excellent producer. I was thinking at some point, why don't we have Stormy, the dog, attack Kenneth Copeland? I'll let you know when the moment of insanity rises. But I think it would be kind of cool if my dog attacked Kenneth Copeland, because he certainly deserves it. Let's go back to the phones and talk to True Bachelor. And I know you have, I believe you have a cat that is 17 or was 17 years old. What's going on with your cat?
Timing is everything, isn't it? The guy called my cat just before I called you, and she's still having trouble, so I want some prayers, and I've called people for prayer for her today. And, you know, I prayed, got down on my knees and prayed for her. She's, you know, having some trouble, and I don't want to lose her. I'd like to have another Christmas with her because I'm by myself, you know. The true bachelor is always alone. But the cats are cool. You know, dogs are cool. Cats still rule, is what she says. But she wanted to send her greetings to you and Stormy. And I'm worried about her, but she seems to be doing a little bit better, and she's still eating and going. So, but I get down and I call the prayer. I call these people for prayer. I've done it all day. I've got down on my knees and prayed. But, you know,
so cats, do you have anyone at all to celebrate Thanksgiving with?
Nope. I went to a Walmart neighborhood market as I paid my bills today, and you know, I'm on Social Security disability, and I got a $5 old chicken tomorrow, where it was normally $7.96, and they marked it down at the Walmart. So me and December are gonna take that chicken apart tomorrow, and have us a little feast. So we'll be together. So everybody else, you know, most my mom and dad died, you know, this time, a year 1922, November 1989. They were 48 and 52. And I don't mean to go back into that, but I don't forget that. It's kind of on my mind this time of year. I don't mean to do that. I'm not feeling sorry for myself or anything. But we're going to sit here and have a little celebration tomorrow. But I would like everybody to think good thoughts. If you don't believe in prayer, just think good thoughts. Or December is her name. She's coming up, you know, and she's having a little balance problem. When they start getting the balance and they can't jump up on the bed or anything like that, you worry. And a little respiratory stuff. So, but she sends greetings to Stormy and you, and I'm doing all right. And I wanted to wish you a happy, happy Thanksgiving and everybody out there listening and support RBN. But I'm going to hang in there. I'm by myself, and we're going to have a great time. God's still with us.
Absolutely.
He's not abandoned us. You know?
Have a great Thanksgiving. I appreciate you being out there, True Bachelor.
Okay, thank you. Hey, if you could, December says, can you play Stray Cat Strut by the Stray Cats sometime?
Okay. We'll see what
remember that
Mike
song?
The X-Men. Sure do.
I don't bother chasing mice around.
There you go.
But
have a good night, True Bachelor. Appreciate you being out there. A lot of people spending the holidays alone. The one thing I've learned is to lower my expectations, and I think it's part of this 27-year journey into sobriety I've taken so far. When you lower your expectations, you don't get deeply disappointed. But there's a fine line between lowered expectations and being a pessimist. You have to be careful of that. That's where, you know, like with True Bachelor and with Dave, their cats come in. And with me, with this dog, you know. It's very hard to be a pessimist when you're living with a four-legged optimist. For the most part, they're never moody. And it's interesting, because I've only had this dog for a month, it is similar to a new relationship, except I know that after 6 months I'm not going to be sick of her. Yeah, cue up Copeland. That was Hey, Stormy, it's Kenny Copeland. Kill him. Well, don't kill, attack, bite him on the leg. We'll get him. Good, Stormy. We're chasing around the yeah, we'll get him. Go get Copeland. Go get him. Get the Copeland. Good girl. Good girl. He seems to enjoy it. Show is so stupid. But with a dog like Stormy, or any dog or cat or pet, you know, it's not like a relationship. And this is true with every relationship I've been in. And if you're a woman and you're listening to the show, you know this is true. After about 6 months, the glow, the infatuation, where he or she can't do anything wrong, all of a sudden they're doing everything wrong. At least with an animal, you kind of get an idea of where this is going to be 10 years from now after a month or two. For example, when I get up in the morning, one of the really cool things about this breed of dog is that they're stoic. And for the most part, when I'm not on the radio, I am rather stoic. I'm quiet, and I like quiet. So when I get up in the morning, and by the way, the dog never has to go out, ever. No accidents, ever. She'll go 8-9 hours without peeing, as long as I take her out before I go to bed. So when I wake up in the morning, she literally is already sitting up and just looking at me, quiet, or barking, whining, nothing. And I just snap my fingers and we go outside and she pees. And sometimes if no one's looking, I'll pee too. No, she'll pee. And then I'll fix her breakfast while I'm making myself a coffee. Then I'll get ready for the job if it's, you know, one of those 3 days out of the week that I'm working. But most of the time I just read or get on my phone. And she is so animated in the morning. She wants to play and she's full of energy. And then by the middle of the day, she settles into being lazy, which is fine. That's what greyhounds are. They're couch potatoes. And after the life she's had racing and being abused, you know, it's cool. And I'm cool with all of it. So I would highly recommend getting a pet, especially if you spend a lot of the holidays alone or you get lonely and you want companionship. It's a good way to go. And I've always had dogs, except for the last 13 years. After the divorce, I just didn't want to get emotionally attached to anybody, and especially an animal. But now I'm at a point in my life where I'm in the fourth quarter, and I would like, you know, to hang out with an animal. And I would get a cat. I do like them. I just am allergic to cats, and for whatever reason, I'm not allergic to dogs. And that's the only reason I don't have a cat. I like cats. I like their attitude. Like, who are you? Oh, you're home? So, big deal. I like that. Americans defy pandemic political leaders to travel for Thanksgiving. They're telling us to not. Americans have defied plans from state and local officials to stay home for the Thanksgiving holiday in the face of surging coronavirus plandemic. Isn't it amazing? 99.9% recovery rate. And people will line up for the virus shot because they're stupid. I don't even think we should say ignorant anymore. Just stupid. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden joined in the calls for safety, urging people to forego big family gatherings, wear protective masks, and maintain social distancing. You know, live in constant fear. Biden said, quote, I know we can and we will beat this virus. Life is going to return to normal, I promise you. This will happen. This will not last forever. And he's right. They'll roll out the vaccine and people will line up for miles. Not because they're worried about COVID killing them necessarily. They just want to get back to watching football games and going to concerts and eating out and hanging out with their friends. And they're not going to give a second thought as to the poison that's being injected into them. Because most people are not ignorant. Stupid. The deaths from COVID-19 surpassed 2,000 in a single day for the first time since May on Tuesday. I don't believe that. Hospitalizations reached a record of more than 89,000 on Wednesday. I don't believe that. And the country recorded 2.3 million new infections in the past 2 weeks. I don't believe that. I don't believe anything that I read from the mainstream media. But it is good entertainment. And if it comes in the form of the New York Times, it does make good toilet paper. It's unbelievable. It really is. To think this is where we're at. When I look at movies from the 70s, you know what I was listening to, watching last night? An interview with Orson Welles on the Dick Cavett Show. Say what you will about Dick Cavett's political leanings. There probably wasn't a better interviewer ever in the history of television or any kind of talk show. And to listen to someone as literate, articulate as Orson Welles being interviewed by Dick Cavett, and they just went back and forth in this clip for 12 to 20 minutes. I was just thinking, whatever happened to this place? I never wanted to become one of those guys, you know, the old guys that always talk about how much better things were back in their day. Back in my day, but it was. And it wasn't just the music was better, the movies were better, the books were better, the women were thinner, the men were smarter. We walk around with this smartphone, And we have access to everything that's ever been done or will be done. It's all here. Wikipedia, Google. Everyone's an instant genius as long as they're tethered to that smartphone. Put that smartphone down and try to have a conversation with someone who's addicted to it. And listen to the level of conversation you have. Idiocracy. Mike Judge was right with that movie. One day, their plan is to take this smartphone and to get it in your body and to hook you up with something like a Neuralink and your brain connected to a brain interface machine uploaded into the cloud. When everything is said and done, when all of the smoke clears, the one thing I would emphasize more than anything else, if you want to understand what's going on in the world, it's actually quite simple. This world is run by Satan. He has the deed. When Adam and Eve sinned, Satan got the deed back. In the book Morningstar's Tale, oh, by the way, did I mention that I wrote a book called Morningstar's Tale at morningstarstale.com? It's only $5.97, and there's a link for Amazon. When I wrote the book, Lucifer talks about the fact that originally God deeded the earth to him when it was a formless mass. And then when he decided to introduce Adam and Eve, made in his image, which Lucifer never was, and that was the seed of jealousy. It was deeded to Adam and Eve. When they fell, when they sinned, it was deeded back to Lucifer. To this day, to this moment, this is Satan's world. And it is until Jesus Christ comes back during the second coming that he takes the deed back. And he takes the deed. He is the, what some would call, the absentee landlord. I would call him the landlord. And he is coming back. And he will take the deed. But for now, that's what these Luciferians are all about. So when I read that article to you, the one that I wrote earlier, about the Great Reset and the beast system behind it, that's what this is all about. If you don't look at this from a spiritual point of view, it's not going to make sense, and you're going to get in line to get a vaccine. You got to wake up. You get a chance, go over to the website, morningstarstale.com, and read the article for yourself. I read it earlier during the show, Exposing the Beast System Behind the Great Reset. The gentleman who is in charge of this, a professor by the name of Klaus Schwab, has all these esoteric symbols on his robe and on the podium from which he's speaking. And in the article, I break down what these symbols are and what they mean and what their agenda is from his own mouth. There are quotes from him talking about transhumanism, talking about this Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. This is all about moving us into a technocracy through digital surveillance and artificial intelligence. This is part of the transhumanist movement, and you will not hear any of this information on mainstream radio. If you choose to waste your time listening to Hannity and Rush, that's your business. But they're not going to tell you what's going on behind the curtain. That's what this show does. The whole reason this show exists is to expose the light upon the darkness. The show is all about exposing the occult. And one of the biggest players right now is this beast system, which is behind the Great Reset. This is what COVID-19 is all about. The pandemic was implemented to finally roll out the beast system and hide it behind the Great Reset. So the first false flag is COVID-19. The second false flag is the Great Reset, because behind both the Great Reset and COVID-19 is the spiritual beast system, which is manifesting itself in this tangible third dimension on this particular flat earth. Too much? This is the perfect storm.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alrighty then, welcome to it, my friend. The perfect storm, the night before Thanksgiving. Let's go to Ontario and Clint. Good evening, Clint. How are you?
Good evening, Mr. Campbell. How are you?
Very good, Clint. What's going on?
Good. I've been listening to you for a while, and I find your show very interesting. And I just wanted to say quickly that I did buy your book, and I read it, and it is pretty neat. But we'll get into that another time, because I will call back. But I just wanted to talk to you tonight about that laugh track clip, and it's so hilarious, because it's quite fitting for today with this clown world we're living in. And I wanted to ask you if maybe you've ever seen the Hillary Clinton remix one, where she's cackling, and she says, talking about how she killed Gaddafi, we came, we saw, he died. Have you ever seen that one?
I don't think I've seen that, but I've seen the cackling one. It's quite disturbing and entertaining at the same time.
Yeah, it's on the top page. I quickly did it. It's on YouTube, and it's called Hillary Clinton Remix. It's in caps, and it's about 4 million views, and it's 157. But if you watch that, I guarantee, there you go. That's it. But there's a remix version of it, and it's hilarious.
Oh, that's hilarious. But, yeah, with the Kenneth Copeland, I just feel like it's the soundtrack for the days we live in, because you're right. This place is a clown world, and people are dead asleep.
It's crazy. And I don't know, there's some things changing. Like I seen in Toronto today, there's a guy who kept his restaurant open for the pandemic, and it's been happening in your part of the woods down there in the States. So I don't know, it's going to take people just to defy what's going on and just say, listen, enough's enough. Like the evidence is there. And unfortunately, the sides have been completely divided. And even then some, there's people who believe and there's people that don't. And then there's people who believe this and that. And it's just getting crazy, but hopefully.
Well, and the New York, the vaccine is the game. You know, the vaccine is the game. The New York Times related a story that there's the powers that be are spending $50 million on a PR campaign to get people to take the vaccine shot. That is the hard line in the sand for me. And we'll be playing that Copeland clip day after day when they make it mandatory, because that's going to be the soundtrack.
It's hilarious. And maybe you can incorporate that Hillary Clinton one in a bit. You might like it. I think you will. But
okay.
Yeah, this vaccine stuff is, years ago when they had the H1N1 vaccine, I printed off a pamphlet that was on page 22. It had the non-medical ingredients, and it was a little tiny pamphlet, but on page 22 it was hidden away, non-medical ingredients. So I blew it up and I photocopied it, and I went to the lineups that were here in Ontario. People were lining up around the block for this thing, And I swear, Mr. Campbell, that within 5 minutes I was there handing out these flyers to people. The cops were on me, and they were ready to arrest me. I was with my son, and I kept mentioning, we're not for free speech here. I just want to hand these out to the families who are getting these vaccines. And if it wasn't for a couple of fathers in the line who stood up and said, oh, yeah, I'm all for free speech, I would definitely have been pulled away and hauled away, for sure. So I can only imagine what's going to happen this time. The people are going to be lining up for miles at the Costco's, wherever, these pharmacies. They're going to be everywhere lining up for these vaccines. We need people to go out and protest in the lineups and tell
people
what's
happening. And, you know, I could actually see going happen. Alex Jones with a bullhorn. Don't do it! Don't do it! Don't do it!
Yeah, for all his, you know, idiocracies that he does, it's right. People got to get a bullhorn and go to the lineups and say, look, don't take the vaccine. Here's some evidence. People need to print off what is on right now. There's evidence of what's in the vaccine.
I think,
I hear the music, though. I'll call you back, Mr. Jones.
All right, Clint. You're welcome. Please call again. Appreciate you being out there. Have a great Thanksgiving. Do not let them steal your joy. This is The Perfect Storm.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.